Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. With Election Day coming up next week, we need every young person to get engaged in our civic discourse, to care about our collective future, and to share their talents and skills to make a difference. My guest today, Kayla P. from Illinois, started the Civic Success Project, an organization dedicated to transforming how young people connect with and participate in civic life, centering youth priorities and helping young people to realize their influence and make meaningful change in their communities. This is an incredibly powerful conversation for this particular moment in our democracy. Welcome back, everyone. I am really excited to share this very important conversation with my new friend, Kayla. She started an organization called the Civic Success Project. And I think in this moment in our country, a week before Election Day, this is probably one of the most important conversations that I'm having this fall. Hey, Kayla, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
It's so nice to meet you. Why don't you start off with a little bit about yourself, how old you are, where you live, where you went to school, go to school, all those good things. And then tell us all about the Civic Success Project, how it got started, and what you all do.
Sure. I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor. My name is Kayla Pilgrim. I'm 19 years old, and I am from and live in Berwyn, Illinois. Right now, I am an online MPA student at the University of Illinois Springfield, and last year I graduated with my BA in political science at the University of Illinois Chicago, and I recently founded the Civic Success Project in June.
Amazing. First of all, you're 19, you've already received a BA, so that's a little bit astonishing right off the bat. So you're off on your great adventure and doing amazing things. So tell us all about the project. Exactly what is it all about? How did it get started for you? What was the spark, the inspiration, and what is it exactly that you all do for your community?
Sure. The Civic Success Project is a national initiative that's completely youth-led, and our ultimate goal is to reimagine what civic engagement can look like to make it more meaningful, creative, and accessible for young people while also helping organizations better understand and support us as young people. And I would say my journey started when I was 15. That is when I started becoming civically engaged, and I remember very distinctly my very first protest was during the Black Lives Matter movement. And it was in my town that I live in. And I just remember being so moved by seeing my neighbors stand up for people like me. And I think it was that moment, seeing young people who were part of that protest, who were organizing that protest, it taught me that young people don't have to reach a certain age or milestone before they can make a difference, and that you can start at any point if it's something that you're passionate about. And I think that just kind of changed my whole entire trajectory in life at that moment.
And so that was the summer of 2020, yes?
Yes.
Amazing, right? So much going on that year between the global pandemic and the Black Lives Matter movement. It feels to me, and having done this podcast now for, this is my fourth season, as much as that was such a difficult and painful time on so many levels for so many people, so much transformative work was born out of that time. And I'll tell you, almost consistently when I speak to young people about their projects, their social impact work, it was something around that time that sparked it for them. It was this shift, right, kind of globally for all of us in the way that we were thinking about community and about justice. And I'm so inspired by the good that came out of that really, really painful and difficult time. So you were 15 years old that summer, a really tough summer, a tough couple of years for young people. How did you organize? What did you get involved in? And then how did that sort of eventually evolve into the Civic Success Project?
So after that moment, I think I had to do a lot of thinking about what I wanted and the kind of difference I wanted to make in my community and in this world. And it was there and kind of the experiences that I was having during that time just in general that I think started my interest in politics and civic engagement. And I remember just being very passionate about that particular time. And I think after I came to realize the power of young people, it made me think that I could do that too. And I remember thinking about the major that I would be having in college and registering as a political science student. And I think it was that time in college too that just really solidified what I knew I wanted to be when I grew up. And it was when I was doing my bachelor's degree at the University of Illinois Chicago, I remember being very involved. I was an in-person student and just doing a lot of organization and advocacy, particularly around affordability and accessibility in higher education, and just being involved in that community of students who also shared similar passions as me, being around the students in the political science program and being a part of initiatives that were promoting civic participation for students. I think it was seeing other people that were as passionate as I am that gave me a sense of solidarity that I think I am so grateful for, and that I'll never forget that sense of community on campus that I think a lot of students kind of have going to college. And so I always kind of credit being on campus at the University of Illinois Chicago for my passion and my activism today.
Wow. Well, that's incredible. And again, particularly because you were a little younger than the typical student on campus, right? So you started college when you were 16?
Yes, 16.
Wow. Okay. So that's off the bat. You're already much younger, but clearly so much more mature in your thinking and in, you know, the passion that you brought to the work. And you're right. Being on a college campus with a lot of other people who may share your values or who may not, but being in conversation like that, right? The ability to gather with other people and to feel sort of the strength in numbers is really transformative. And I'm just so impressed that you had that experience at a much younger age and gleaned all of that, because now at the age of 19, you're sort of really primed and ready to get out there when most kids are just starting their journey in college and figuring those things out, right, at 18 or 19. So voter registration in particular is so interesting to me. I have had a few guests on the podcast who work around that space. And I often say, you know, if you're under 18 and you think that you are not able to make any kind of impact in our political process because you can't yet vote, that's simply not true. You are still a constituent of your elected officials, right? You can drive people to the polls. You can help with voter registration for those who can vote. You can encourage those who are over 18 to vote. There is so much that young people can do to spread the messages that they want to spread, to share their values, even if they're not yet able to vote. And then, of course, when you turn 18, to actually register and to get in there and to be a part of that process. So exactly what does the Civic Success Project do, particularly in terms of voter registration, but all of this good stuff?
So it's our philosophy that civic engagement, kind of what you were just saying, doesn't happen only on election day. It happens all the time before and after, and of course, during. And there really is no constraint to civic engagement. There is an action out there that you can take that is the best fit for you. And I think that a lot of young people, how I was when I was very young, have a certain idea of what civic engagement looks like. And I think sometimes people may feel restricted when it comes to participating civically, but I think that that's not true, and I think that there's a lot of options that anyone can take. And so the Civic Success Project is trying to push that mission, particularly in front of young people, to educate on the various forms of civic action you could take, to inspire civic leadership, and to prompt young people to reimagine what civic engagement looks like, not only for them as an individual, but in their communities, and to be those leaders and have that idea and make a change in their communities for what they want civic participation to look like. And I think that in my life and with my peers, sometimes I hear sentiments of what's the point of getting involved, or nothing will change if I were to try to be involved in my community. And I think it was hearing those kind of words that really prompted me to create this organization in particular, because I don't think that that's true. And I think that there is things that you can do in your capacity to make a change in your community, and it's not one size fits all.
Wow. So that's all really amazing. So explain to us exactly how the Civic Success Project does all of those things. Like, what does that look like programmatically?
So we engage communities through events and initiatives, depending on what is the best fit for that community, that bring young people to the table and just have discussions with them about what they envision for the future of civic engagement. And then we take those insights and they inform our strategy, as well as the strategy of our partners and other civic organizations in the space who are also engaging young people. And so with those insights, we hope to inspire and prompt young people to act through educational initiatives. We have one that is coming up in Berwyn, Illinois. It is an election judge panel. And our idea with that is to show young people just one other civic action that they could take if they are under 18, or if it is outside of, if it is something that they are interested in. We are informing young people about the eligibility and helping them get registered to be an election judge or poll worker. And so we're doing events similar to that one that is coming up in November to, again, educate young people. And then we also have a digital storytelling series on our website to inspire. And we're in the process of recruiting for that right now. And the purpose of that initiative is to highlight young changemakers who are taking various forms of civic action and who are civic leaders in their community, and talking to them about what their process is, what their project is, and what difficulties they might have encountered to help other young people who maybe feel stuck or who are looking for guidance, and just, again, to inspire them to create something of their own in their own communities. And we are small. We just launched in June, but we have so many exciting ideas for expansion, again, on the basis of our mission, which is to reimagine what civic engagement looks like. And the foundation of that for us is to talk to other organizations and to other young people about what does that process of reimagining civic engagement look like in particular for them and their communities. And again, centering communities and local organizations as the hubs for civic engagement for young people to create those third spaces and create those opportunities that are, again, a best fit for them, for the young people, and for their community, no matter where they are in the nation.
Nice. And these events are after school time. So this is not a school-based club per se, right?
No, this is a community-based initiative. And so we try to be accommodating. We try to be after school, after work hours, and we try to do a mix of virtual and especially in-person opportunities.
Sure. No, that's amazing. Because I think when people get together in a space, there's more likely to be a lot of connection and exchange of ideas. So you mentioned that you've expanded, you know, you're kind of all over the place. How do you spread the word on this? So you are in Illinois, but do you have sort of chapters, ambassadors? How are you kind of getting the word out?
So right now we have a national team of individuals from various states, and we are starting in Illinois because, again, we're trying to ground ourselves in local community. And I thought, why not start with my own?
Sure, of course.
But it is our vision to expand to other communities. And so the best way to engage with us is to follow along with what we're doing on our social media on our website, but also on our website, we have a contact form. And so if you're not able to engage with us directly at one of our events or at one of our dialogues, inputting your feedback, ideas, or experiences through our form is a way to put yourself and your insights at the forefront of our strategy, which we look at every submission, and it really helps us inform what we do next in our mission to reimagine and reshape civic engagement for young people.
Yeah. Well, you've just started. So as you pointed out, as you have more people connecting with you and sharing what they're doing in their communities or ideas that they have to do this, you will expand, I'm sure, the network of how of what this work actually looks like. I love the digital storytelling, you know, that if someone has an idea, they can submit that to you, or they, so are you requesting that people sort of almost write an essay or an article such that you can share that on your social media and all that good stuff, which we're going to share in a minute? Is that sort of the idea, or is it a video that you're asking them to share? How does that sort of digital storytelling work?
So we have a very simple nomination form. You can nominate yourself or someone else, and then we reach out to them to schedule a time to talk, in which a written format story will be created after our conversation and the insights that are gained from that call that we will have with the person who was nominated. And then from there, we share that on our website and, of course, share it on our social media and things of that nature.
Have you experienced any challenges in this work? I know you're inquiring of other people to share their stories of civic engagement and the troubles that they've experienced, the challenges that they've faced. In setting all of this up, has anything kind of come up for you that you were surprised by?
I think something that's really difficult when creating an initiative like this is letting go of your beliefs and opinions and coming into conversations with the communities that you hope to serve with an open mind. A few weeks ago, we had our very first event, our Youth Civic Dialogue, and we sat down with young people at the Chicago History Museum. And it was really important for us to just come into that and listen. And we learned a lot that way. And so I think that that difficulty isn't unique. And for a lot of people, it can be hard to do that, especially when maybe working with young people. But just from that one event alone, I can already see the benefit of bringing young people into these kind of conversations without talking over them or putting them into a pre-made structure. And we had guiding questions, but we really let the conversation flow wherever it needed to. And I think the best moments came from when we did that and just listened to each other. And I think that being open-minded is difficult, but it's so incredibly important, especially when you're working with young people.
Kayla, can you tell us where everyone can learn more, get involved? Because my sense is people are going to be really excited to get in touch with you to get involved in this. Your social media handles, your website, all that good stuff.
So our website is www.civic-success.org. We are on LinkedIn as the Civic Success Project, and on Instagram, our handle is at the Civic Success Project.
Perfect. I will have all of that in the show notes. I know this is going to absolutely blow up because you've obviously set something up that is so important, and you are open to the ideas and to the feedback and to the input of the young people that you're engaged with. And that is going to make this a really strong and powerful organization, because collaboration is key. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, Kayla, especially in this moment as we approach the election day. You know, we all need to care really deeply about what happens in our country, and we all need to get involved. Thank you for inspiring us with that. I'm wishing you the best of luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.